get out of the car.
Ma'am, what is this? This is not the GP's.
It's a psychic's house. Her name is Clarissa.
Okay, so when you said, I need you to come with me for an emergency medical procedure, you lied.
I didn't lie. What if I'm going to be sick in the future? I would like to know. It's called preventative medicine.
Fine, but why have you dragged me here to a woman with 5 wind chimes and a neon namaste sign above her door?
Bina, this reading is for both of us. I'm a central part of your life, aren't I? And you've very little else going on.
And how much is this going to cost?
You can't put a price on your health, Bina.
I can't believe I have to say this. Psychics aren't real. This is just a terrible idea.
That's what people said when I was pregnant with you, and you proved them wrong. Well, you tried.
I'm done yet. I'm going home.
No, you can't. I may be about to embark on a whole new stage of my life. I'm entering a new era, and I need my daughter at my side to... Wow! She's got a Porsche in the drive. Who'd have a Porsche if they weren't the real deal?
Anna Delvey, the Tinder swindler, Bernie Madoff. The list goes on. Fine, I'll stay, but only to make sure this woman doesn't scam you out of our rent.
Great. I'm very happy you're here with me. Now move. Your giant head is in the way of the doorbell.
Okay, door opening by itself. Bit of a cheap gimmick, but fine. First of all, the amount of incense burning feels racist.
Bina, look at this place. All these beautiful and ancient artifacts. Look at these vases. So exotic. She must have got them on her travels through India.
Ma'am, they're from B&M. You can see the tag. You are more Indian than these vases.
I see you found the place all right.
Where did you come from?
A question already. A desire for knowledge from the spirits.
Okay, calm down. The question was rhetorical. Also, since you're wearing marigolds, I'm pretty sure you came from the kitchen.
Psychic Clarissa, I've heard so much about you. You're 100% accurate, I heard.
You must be Amrit. Welcome. I look forward to guiding you on your journey today.
She knows my name.
Yes, ma'am, because you made an appointment.
Who might you be?
Don't you already know?
Don't be sarky, Bina. This is my daughter, Bina.
Ah, yes. I knew you would bring her.
Of course you did.
Just ignore a psychic, Clarissa, and tell me. What's in store for me? What's in my future?
Come into my salon. Take a seat.
Ta. Ooh, these cushions are very nice. Comfy. Did you get them on your travels in India?
Actually, I think they're from B&M.
Aha!
But I always know when the sale's going to happen. Now, if you're ready, I will consult the spirits. The spirits, Amrit. The spirits. They tell me of great things in your future, Amrit. Great things.
Oh, like fame, fortune, an ad deal where I'm the face of the local solicitors.
No, much better than that.
Oh, wow. Although the ad deal would be handy, I need the free legal advice. A lot of people are trying to sue me.
Amrit, I see great, great success.
See, Bina, in your face.
I see success for your daughter, Bina.
Sorry, what?
Oh, hello, now I'm listening.
Yes, Bina will be very successful.
That's all well and good, but what about me? Do I get rich? Famous? Do I get my lifetime ban off Auto Trader lifted for posting too much nude content?
The spirits are unclear about your future, Amrit. To be honest, it actually makes more sense that I read for Bina, a woman with so much ahead of her, rather than someone who is, no offence, very much past it.
Okay. Your spirits are clearly broken. You need to get some new ones.
Ignore her, psychic Clarissa. So I'm successful, yeah?
Yes, Bina. You're already an accomplished young woman, and you've got so much more to give.
I didn't realise accomplishment, unemployed, and living with your mother.
You just need to take control of your life.
Take control?
Yes. Your mother is a parasite sucking you dry of your potential. No offence.
Excuse me?
Mum, she said no offence. Tell me more.
You are a sun rising. You are dawning. Do not let that dawn suffer at the hands of a woman in her twilight years. Again, no offence.
Okay, that's it. You're clearly a hack. 100% accurate. Ha! I don't know where you learnt to psychic, but I can tell you right now you're doing it all wrong.
I said no offence.
Well, offence very much taken. With the authority I've got round here, I'll make sure you never work in this town again.
Mum, what authority? You work as a vet's receptionist. Your circle of influence is four Springer Spaniels and Debbie's rat.
Yeah, well, you know who else was a vet's receptionist, Bina? Emmeline Pankhurst.
Not true.
She changed the world, and that's what I'm going to do. I will follow in the footsteps of Emmeline Pankhurst and become a psychic.
I don't think you know who Emmeline Pankhurst is.
I'll become a psychic, and I will charge less than you, Clarissa. I'll only charge 50.
Wait, this was more than £50.
This is rubbish. I could give better readings than this. In fact, here's what your future looks like, Clarissa. I'm going to do this job 10 times better than you, steal all your customers, and run your business into the ground. Bet you didn't see that in your stinking crystal ball. Bina, let's go.
Sorry about her. I better go.
Bina, wait.
Yes?
There's something else. It's very important.
Yes?
How would you like to pay for the session?
I'm not paying you for one vague little prediction.
All right, how about two? You'll meet a man with a beard.
Not good enough. Bye.
I accept contactless.
Twilight years, past my prime. Ha! How dare she? Bina, what do you think of this? Do you think it'd make the room look more psychic-y?
I think it's a fish fork.
But would a psychic use it?
If they were eating fish.
Good enough. Start lighting some candles, B. Debbie from next door's coming round. I told her I'd predict her future at mate's rates. I'm doing 2 for 1, and one of her birds.
I'm not having you scam Debbie, Mum. She hasn't got the money to spare. She's still paying off that monster truck that you rented in her name.
I still don't know how I managed to crash that.
Maybe you should just take the psychic's advice. You're not 20 anymore. Take a rest.
I'm in my prime, Bina. I don't need to rest. Although you should. The bags under your eyes look like a...
You can't even think of an insulting simile. Your mind's not as sharp as it used to be. Maybe it's time to start thinking about retirement, sensible shoes, investing in your pension.
Maybe it's time you invested in not being such a rubbish daughter. You're completely useless as per usual. I'm trying to start a business here.
Getting revenge on a psychic is not a sustainable business model, ma'am.
Well, it's more than what you're doing. You haven't even got a job. Why don't you take control like the psychic told you?
Well, that's what I'm planning on doing, actually.
Well, go do it then. Show, don't tell, Bina.
Hello, it's Debbie. Here for my appointment. Very exciting. Not disturbing anything, am I?
No, Debbie. Bina was just leaving. She's got to go take control of her life.
Yeah, I do. Enjoy your psychic reading, Debbie, with this charlatan.
Is Bina all right?
She's fine, Debbie. Now, I know I said I'd do your reading, but can we start with the bird? Because, you know, I don't need to look quite as far ahead.
I'll take control. I'll take control right now. I'll show her. Okay, new document. To whom it may concern.
Hey, Bina.
Not now, Dowie. I'm doing a job application. A psychic told me to take control of my life.
Oh, brilliant. Good thing I brought snacks, then. I've got pickles and mayonnaise. Perfect food for a job application session.
Sure. Thanks, Dowie. So, to whom it may concern.
I'm actually so proud of you, B. I've got a go-getter for a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I know I've emailed before.
Where are you applying?
The local newspaper. I know I've emailed before asking for a job.
Oh, that's the place you've emailed 6 times before with no response, right?
It was 9 times. I know I've emailed before asking for a job, but on this occasion, a psychic has told me... I can't say that, can I? I sound mad.
You sound qualified. How many other applicants have a reference from a psychic?
Okay, I'll keep it in. I mean, it's attention-grabbing at the very least.
So what else did the psychic say?
Nothing really. Oh yeah, just that I'd meet a man.
What type of man? Like the kind who maybe owns like a sick van with a PS3 and a mini fridge in the back? Sort of like mine, I guess. Or some kind of different man.
She said a man with a beard.
Was she sure it was a beard? Could it maybe just be leftover food? Because that probably is me.
Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay. You know, I probably need to see a psychic. I've got this thing on my arm, look.
Dowie, that is a rash, and a psychic is not a doctor. Plus, you couldn't afford a psychic, Dowie. Not even Mum at her discounted rate.
I didn't realise she was a psychic.
She's not! And I feel so sorry for any idiot she managed to suck her in with her fake readings.
Yeah. But she's taking appointments today, yeah?
Yeah, poor poor Muggs. You'd be better off with a pack of budget fortune cookies. Anyway, I better get on with this application. Let me read it to you so far. To whom it may concern.
Oh, just a sec, I'm just going to go and see Amrit for a second.
Dewey! Don't you dare let her near your palms!
Well, thank you for my reading, Amrit. That was lovely. I feel so good knowing I'll have a long and happy life.
Before getting pecked to death by a cockatoo?
Before that, yes.
Ooh, there's a proper crowd outside.
I'll have to keep them busy while they're waiting. Debbie?
Yes, Amrit?
I'm promoting you from client to assistant psychic.
Oh, my word, what an honour.
It is, yeah. Now, go and get something for the people to read while they wait.
Of course. I've got a handbag full of letters from all the orphans I sponsor.
Perfect. Change the dates on them to the 1920s and we'll say their messages are received from the other side.
Okay, application done and... Whoa! Why is there a queue outside our house?
Word has got out, Bina. People are feeling the excitement, seeing the potential, using the contactless payment system.
No. It's been 2 hours. How did this happen in 2 hours?
Oh, that was me. As soon as I heard Amrit was giving readings, I posted all about it in the Neighbourhood Watch WhatsApp.
We have a Neighbourhood Watch?
Well, it's a Neighbourhood Watch Out for Amrit group. Edna set it up. She really hates your mum, which isn't fair. Your mum's just having fun.
I know. What's a few fires, a couple of toxic spills and a raid by the South Wales SWAT team between neighbours?
Debbie, why are you encouraging this? Surely you've realised mum's a complete scam artist.
That's the thing, Bina. She's not. At first I wasn't sure, but she told me and my bird would live long and happy lives. Well, it's been 2 hours and look, Feather Mills McCartney is still fine.
I've got the gift.
Although, you must have known, Bina. I mean, she predicted that you wouldn't get a job after university.
The job market trends did most of the work for her there.
Now, let me get settled on my mystical beanbag. I got it in B&M. Okay, open the door, Debbie. The public awaits.
Will do.
No, Debbie, don't open the door. I'm not letting you take advantage of these poor, deluded people.
Hello, Dewey, love.
All right, Debbie. Hiya, Bina.
Dewey, do not come in here.
But I've already upped your mum the money.
Give Dewey his money back now.
Oh, sorry, Bina. Can't talk now. In a trance. Nom,
nom, nom, nom. You are not in a trance, mum. You're just mumbling with your fingers in your ears.
Silence! The spirits are speaking.
What are they saying?
The only spirits speaking are vodka and gin.
They speak of you, Bina. There's an opportunity on your horizon.
That is a direct rip-off of the other psychic, Mum.
But to access it, you must stay close to a beautiful, mysterious, not-past-it woman. Wait, that's me. You must stay close to me.
Of course.
And continue to pay me rent.
Aha. That's what this is about, is it?
The spirits say, you stay with me, you'll flourish.
I'm not listening. Anyway, I've heard enough. Debbie, let's go.
Mark my words, Bina. You have a bright future, but only if you stick with me.
What about me? Will I ever grow a beard, for example?
Come on, Dewey, let's go.
Oh, and the spirits also say, throw away those ugly boyfriend jeans. They make your bum look totally flat.
You really don't need to be here, Dewey. You're welcome to go home.
I miss your big interview at the local newspaper. I don't think so. Kiss for good luck?
Your face is covered in oil. You look like a BP spill.
It's beard oil. If I grow a beard, I don't have to worry about you meeting a bearded man.
Oh, Dewey, I'm not going to leave you for a bearded man. I don't even know any bearded men.
Hi there. Welcome to the Valley Gazette and Advertiser. Can I help you?
Beard! He has a beard!
Dewey, calm down. Sorry about him. Yeah, I have an appointment. I'm meeting the editor.
Yes, just through those double doors, then the first door on the left.
Thanks. Dewey, wait here.
How long have you had a beard, then?
Since I was 11.
Oh, man. I can't compete with that.
So, Bina Howells, it says on your CV you have a 2-1 from Cardiff?
Yes, Cardiff was great. Learned a lot. Was actually...
Okay, let's cut to the chase. You said in your email that a psychic told you to apply for the job here.
Yes. I know that sounds crazy. Sometimes you need that push to...
That psychic? Was it your mother, Amrit?
What? No way. She's not a psychic. She's an idiot at best and a scam artist at worst.
She certainly attracted the attention of the newspaper in the past. Do you remember when she broke into the village hall and threw an all-night raid? cake.
Yeah, that was my 10th birthday party, so yes.
Didn't a woman run for Parliament on the platform of banishing her?
Yes, that was Edna. She actually took 40% of the vote share. Anyway, I actually have a few ideas for stories I could write.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. See, your mother's psychic ability is getting a lot of traction on the Facebook groups. We would love you to write a feature on her.
I actually think it might be good to think a bit global instead. There's a factory in Vietnam, and it's the only ethical clothing factory.
Can I stop you there? I can tell immediately if someone is fit for the brutal cut and thrust of life here at the Valley Gazette and Advertiser. And Bina, I have to say, you're not...
Wait, there's an ethical clothing factory in Vietnam, and Amrit has predicted it will go out of business because fast fashion is the future.
Oh, really? So this is related to your mother?
Yes, that amongst other things that she has predicted, that I can also write about.
Well, I mean, this all sounds very promising. You write this article and we'll print it.
That's amazing. Finally, my degree will start paying for itself. By the way, how much will I get paid?
I'm going to write down a number on this post-it note and slide it over.
This just says zero. You want me to do this for nothing?
Look, my point is, write this article, and maybe I'll be in a position to offer you something a bit more permanent.
Okay, but I think you legally have to pay me something.
Fine. Keep the post-its.
It's a deal.
Who is it?
Hi, I'm Jenny. I booked yesterday. Am I in the right place?
Ah, Jenny, of course. I did know it was you. I was just making sure you knew. It's all part of the psychic reading process.
Come in and take a seat.
Oh, sorry. Why are we at a vet?
Because I work here part-time and I've got the key. But none of that's important. What's important is that I'm the only one who can help you, Jenny.
I can see you are very desperate.
I am. How did you know? They were right about you. You're very good.
Oh, Jenny, you're wearing cargo pants. You don't need to be a psychic to see your desperation.
But don't worry, I can help you.
Thank you so much.
There's a man in your life, Jenny. A plumber called Gary.
Yes, Gary.
He took you to the water park.
Yes.
And he brought you a cranberry juice to treat your UTI.
How did you know?
And Gary's not interested in you. If you take a date to the water park, you get free T-shirts. You're just a means to an end.
Oh.
Sorry, Jenny. One second. I think there's someone behind this operation curtain.
Bina!
Mum!
Oh, my goodness, who is she? Was she listening to what I was saying?
Were you listening?
No, I was just... It's bring your daughter to your side hustle day.
This is disgusting. Whatever happened to patient, psychic, vet, client confidentiality?
Is that a thing?
I'm leaving and I won't be paying.
Hi, Jenny. Good luck with the UTI.
So, are you impressed?
At what?
How accurate my reading was. The UTI, Gary...
Please, everyone gets a UTI at the water park. And Gary did the exact same thing to you.
We did it to each other. I wanted a T-shirt as much as he did. Plus, even if that's the case, how did I even know she was dating Gary?
Gary must have told you.
He's put a restraining order on me.
Okay. Water park CCTV footage?
Please, Bina. Not even I can access that footage. They guard it like the crown jewels.
Okay, fine. I don't know. But I know it's not because you're a psychic.
You're just jealous of my powers.
You're a scam psychic operating out the office of a vet. Doesn't look like a success to me.
Why are you even here, Bina?
Well, no reason in particular. I would just like to interview you about this scam that you're running.
You're a little bit old to be playing newspaper with Mummy, Bina.
Actually, Mum, the interview is for a real newspaper. The Valley Gazette and Advertiser, if you must know. They want an interview with you as well as the hottest new psychic. And they want me to do it.
Oh, so I was right. My prediction came true. You need me.
No, that's not the case at all. You're just a means to an end.
Oh, Bina, this isn't a free T-shirt from the water park. I'm the key to your finally getting a career.
Let's just get this over with so I can get on with my day. So, tell me in your own words, what made you want to become a psychic? Don't say revenge.
No comment. I can't risk someone cynical writing an article about me. So admit, I have the gift or no interview.
I will never admit you have the gift.
Then you will never get an interview.
You will regret this, Mum. I will bring you down. Is that incense?
Mixed with the smell of bleach? I don't know if the vets is the right place, to be honest.
Bina, I came as soon as I got your message.
Hi, Debbie.
What's the big emergency? Are you all right? Whoa, who is this? You look scary.
Greetings. I am Psychic Clarissa.
No way! I've heard so much about you. Tell me, are there many bearded men in Bina's future?
Dewi, not now, please. I need to find out how my mum is fooling all these people. And by chance, Clarissa called me and suggested we should team up.
Not by chance. The spirits told me that I must contact Bina and assist her on her righteous quest.
And she also wants to stop Mum stealing her business.
I'll admit, Bina and I have become unlikely allies. Although, of course, when we first met, I knew we were destined for this.
Okay, enough. She's here to help me bring down Mum. I've asked Clarissa how to psychic, but she refused to tell me.
I told you, it's the spirits.
Like I said, she refused to tell me. But she's been telling me about all the sort of tricks psychics use.
Not real psychics like me, of course. Just those who seek to fool others and bring our profession into disrepute.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure, but if you are psychic, why don't you just know how she's doing it?
The spirits are hiding her deceit from view.
Yeah, good point.
I know Mum's up to something, Dewi. She has to be stopped. I will not rest until I get to the bottom of this.
Yes, and no rest until I'm the number one psychic in town again.
Well, I care less about that. Ugh, this will be yet another customer for Mum who doesn't understand she's at the vet's. Okay, I'm coming. Stop ringing. Oh, Edna, it's you. I thought it was one of Mum's psychic clients. Whatever she's done to you this time, I'm sorry.
Well, you'll never believe this, Bina. This time she hasn't done nothing. I just wanted you to pass on my thanks to her.
What?
I'm one of her clients, and she's incredible.
You're getting psychic readings from Mum, but you hate her. She set fire to your house twice, and we both know she's been stealing the petrol from your car for the past 5 years.
Yes, but I'm willing to forgive all that, see? The spirits told her that Mr. McCarvey from the solicitors has had quite the thing for me. Anyway, it gave me the confidence to ask him out, and we started courting, and it's been the best week of my life.
After everything she's done, she doesn't even have a car, Edna. Why is she stealing your petrol? Get out of here, Edna.
Right, all love.
B, you're shaking.
How is she doing this, Dewi?
Maybe she is just magic.
No, she can't be. Only I am magic.
None of you are magic. It's not magic.
Regardless, she seems to be making people happy.
This isn't real happiness. She's got people queuing around the block to see her in that vet. I have to find out how she's doing this.
A vet? Wait, I think the spirits are explaining to me her methods. But first, did you get this beanbag from B&M? It looks familiar.
Another day, another dollar. Time to put my feet up after a day of psyching. Psychicking? Cycling?
Well.
Bina, what are you doing sitting in the dark like that, waiting for me?
I wanted to surprise you when you got home.
You shouldn't do that. You're very hench. You could easily be mistaken for a male burglar.
The jig is up, Mum. Your psychic days are over.
Oh, Bina, not this again. Look, just be happy for my success. I'm happy for your successes, even though at the moment they're all hypothetical.
I know how you're doing it.
Doing what?
I teamed up with Clarissa and we worked it out. You're hacking people's email accounts.
I am not.
Then why is your phone full of photographs of people's veterinary records?
That's where my phone got to. Give it back.
You've taken the records of every person's pet's name going back years for everyone in the town. So, what's the trick? Wait to be asked the security questions and enter people's first pet's name?
Oh, no. Most people round here use their pet name as their main password. That or their date of birth. Whoops.
You hacked Facebook messages, email accounts with access to veterinary records. You may as well have a database of passwords. Tomorrow morning, this will be front page news. Everyone will know you for the criminal you are.
Oh, go ahead and print. All publicity is good publicity.
I don't think you're grasping this, Mum. Once we print, that's it. Your psychic days are over.
Good. I was going to quit anyway. Everyone in this town is so dull. I'm tired of reading their boring Facebook messages. I'd rather read your diary. And that's saying something.
Okay. I'm going to enjoy printing this. Is there anything you'd like to say on the record?
Yes, actually. I'm proud of you.
Don't try and wriggle your... Wait, what?
I'm proud of you. Scheming, plotting revenge, stealing my phone, teaming up with psychics. You're finally proving yourself a worthy opponent. Albeit a worthy opponent with a terrible sense of style.
I did what I had to do, for the greater good.
You did it to get ahead, and good. You have to look out for number one. Looks like you're more like me than we thought.
OK, so let me get this straight.
Instead of writing a salacious, clickbait article about your mother, the psychic con artist, you've written
a listicle called One Sustainable Vietnamese Clothing Factory You Should Know About.
Well, that's not a listicle, then. Where is my story about psychics, Bina?
Okay, so I had the article all mapped out. About my mother, but about more than just her. About the dark heart of this town and its need to believe in something as ridiculous as psychic powers. Their desires, their needs, and their sins.
This sounds great. Where is it?
I couldn't write it. You see, she told me she was proud of me.
And you didn't want to break the old girl's heart?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. I just don't want to feel like I've come down to her level. If Amrit Anand is proud of you, you've definitely done something wrong.
In that case, I've just got one thing to say to you.
Is it get out?
Ah, maybe your mother's not the only psychic in the family. Goodbye.
So, how'd it go down?
Well, long story short, they did not want the article.
Oh, no. Anyway, I got you a lime and soda.
Oh, thank you. Sorry I was late.
That's no problem. They've got a TV in here. I got the bartender to switch it to cartoons. Though he switched it back to the news now. Hold on. Isn't that psychic Clarissa?
What? Yeah, it is. Excuse me, sorry. Do you mind turning it up?
Clarissa von DuPont, also known as Psychic Clarissa, is in custody following various charges of hacking and phone tapping.
Phone tapping?
The psychic tapped clients' phones and hacked into voicemails in order to discover personal information that she used to deliver her 100% accurate psychic readings.
Hang on. Is this how she knew I wanted to stop Mum? She must have hacked my voicemail.
Wow. And do you think the spirits told her how to do that?
I thought it was weird she called me out of the blue.
So she hacked your phone, and then the spirits told her what your mum was doing?
No, if she's hacking phones, that must be how she knew what Mum was up to as well.
Amazing! I think you should rethink writing that article for the paper, How We Expose My Mum, the Fake Psychic, by Hacking Her Phone.
No. When you put it like that, I think this is something we should probably keep to ourselves and never mention again.
Sure thing.
And with Mum giving up the psychic shtick and Clarissa in trouble, it looks like we're finally a psychic-free town. That's something to celebrate.
Good. Now I don't have to worry about bearded men.
Pardon, young lady, this glass of champagne is from that man over there.
Oh, that's nice. Which man, sorry?
The one with the beard.
No!
Bina and Amrit, written by Priya Hall, Sarah Breeze and Pravanya Pillay. Starring Priya Hall, Shobhna Gulati and Morgan Rees. The producer was Dan Thomas. It was a 16 Media production for BBC Radio Wales.